Hello, Blind Quartet listeners, and welcome to my fourth podcast at BCT. This is David Chung recording this from LA, California, and in this podcast, I want to discuss with you a very useful tool for the blind community. This tool is called Solona, S-O-L-O-N-A. This tool is very useful for the following situation. Let's say that you are on Facebook and you wanted to make a comment about someone's status, or you wanted to send a message to someone. However, before this message could be delivered, you are forced to solve a visual captcha. Now, this captcha thing is very annoying because most sites don't have an audio captcha. Furthermore, the audio captcha is not that reliable because the recording could be very poorly done so that we cannot distinguish the numbers or the letters that are being spoken by this audio. Well, Solona takes this problem and solves it beautifully. Here's what it does. Basically, Solona is a service in which it takes a screenshot of the captcha and it basically sends that screenshot to a live operator, and he or she takes that screenshot and types in the solution for the captcha and sends that solution to the user via Twitter. So for example, let's say that I wanted to make a new email account and I come across a captcha. All I do is I activate my Solona and I let the computer take the screenshot, and then in a couple of minutes, what happens is an operator takes that screenshot and sends me the solution to the captcha. In order for you to use this service, we have to do two things. One is that we have to have a Twitter account. To get Twitter, go to www.twitter.com. Step 2, we have to have a Solona account. To get one, go to www.solona.net. Once you have done this, follow the steps to solve your captcha. What you do is, hold on a sec, what you do is, if you have Quitter, which is a very useful tool that we use to access Twitter, what you do is you hit Control Windows Shift N to bring up the new session dialog box. And of course, you have to have the latest version of Twitter for this to work. And then you use your arrow keys to find Solona and hit Enter. And you give the session a name, and you provide your credentials for your login and hit Enter. Once you have done this, you are ready to submit a captcha. So let's demonstrate this in real practice. Alright, right now I'm on the Gmail website and I have the application for a new account open. So to demonstrate this, I'm going to alt tab here. Okay, so right now I'm in forms mode. In the edit field where you have to put the captcha in, what you do here is, let's see. Okay, right now my focus is on Solona. All I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Control Windows C. Now, It has captured the screenshot, and it's going to send that to the operator, and we'll see what happens in about a minute. And I will keep this recording on so that you could hear how it sounds like when it comes in. Okay, so it returned the solution, and it has a edit box, and we can, of course, navigate this edit box by using our, you know, JAWS keystrokes, and I could basically copy this. Paste it in here. There we go. That's how we use Soluna. Well, I pray that this service is a tremendous blessing to you, and I thank you very much for taking the time to hear my podcast. If you want to contact me, you can do so by emailing me at chara569@gmail.com. Until next time, ciao from LA, California.